This is fiscal suicide, but in an attempt to help our children. And we must do it.
Board member Stephen Swift capsulizing the mixed emotions of board members who approved Superintendent Sharon Contreras's proposed budget that basically borrows $24 million against next year's state aid in order to get out of the red. Without that borrowing, Contreras says the district would need to lay off 350 more teachers, something board member Patricia Bodie couldn't stomach.
I cannot vote for anything that will lay off any more positions than we've already decided to lay off. I do not believe our school district could survive.
The spending plan does eliminate 150 positions, many at Elmwood Elementary School, which would be closed under the plan. It also increases spending by 9.5% over last year, in part because of some education initiatives meant to improve schools' performance. That increase in the face of a budget collapse is the reason Max Ruchteschel cast the only no vote.
I cannot vote in favor of a budget unless it cuts the increase in our spending to a more sustainable rate, a rate that we can actually think about sustaining past just next year.
Now it's up to Syracuse Common Councilors to vote on the spending plan, which ultimately ends up on Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner's desk. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.